Hare Krishna, I'll be reading about the pastimes of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, 1874 to 1937. Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Tinamine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. Shri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Taitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandh Vignana Daine Prabhave Mannama. I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Varsha Bhanavi Devi Daita Das, who is favored by Srimati Radharani, and who is the ocean of transcendental mercy and the deliverer of science of Krishna. On the 16th of February, 1874, the fourth son of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur was born in the holy town of Jagannath Puri. His name was Bimal Prasad. As mentioned in the previous chapter of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, by the position of the stars, the astrologer calculated that the boy would become a brilliant and world-famous preacher of love of God. He concluded that he had never before seen such a horoscope in which all the signs of a great personality, that is Mahapurush, were present. When Bimal Prasad was around 6 months old, the great Rath Yatra chariot festival of Lord Jagannath was celebrated in the town. When the huge carts passed by the house of Bhaktivinod Thakur, they suddenly stopped. No matter how much the people pushed or pulled, they could not by any means move the carts forward. As the Lord is independent, He moves only out of His own sweet will and not for any other reasons. We understand that it was the desire of the Supreme Lord Jagannath to stop outside the house of Bhaktivinod Thakur, the mother of Bimal Prasad. Bhagwati Devi took the opportunity to present the small child to the deities. With some help, she climbed onto the huge cart and laid the child at the Lord's lotus feet. Immediately, one of the Lord's garlands fell off and landed round the neck of the child. Those present took this to be a sign of the special mercy of Lord Jagannath. Afterwards, the carts immediately rumbled forward without any difficulty. Bhaktivinod Thakur had strongly desired a saintly son to assist him in the noble work of spreading Krishna consciousness. When he saw Bimal Prasad's spiritual enthusiasm, he was very pleased and trained the boy carefully. From early childhood, Bhaktivinod engaged his son in deity worship and the chanting of Krishna's names. Bimal Prasad was exceptional. Once, when he was only 2 or 3 years old, his father brought home fresh fruit from the market. The boy grabbed a big, red, juicy mango and started eating it at once. His father reminded him, "Wait, are you eating the food that has not been offered to Lord Krishna? Remember that everything must first be offered to the Lord before we can eat it." The boy felt ashamed, and in spite of being so young, he took a vow that he would never again eat any mangoes. This vow he maintained for the rest of his life. Unlike other children, Bimal Prasad would not waste time in play. From a young age, he would listen attentively whenever his father explained spiritual matters. At the age of 7, he was able to memorize the entire 18 chapters of the Bhagavad Gita and to nicely explain the verses. When the boy was older, his father trained him in editing and printing books. At school, Bimal Prasad excelled in mathematics and astrology. The boy had a brilliant memory. He only had to hear things once in order to remember them. Therefore, it was not necessary for him to do homework. Rather, he used all his time to study the scripture. His teachers were so satisfied by his work that they awarded him the title Siddhant Saraswati. But in spite of this encouragement, the spiritual science remained more important than ordinary knowledge. He founded the August Assembly in his spare time and used to gather with his friends to enjoy discussing spiritual topics. In 1892, at the age of 18, he entered the Sanskrit College in Calcutta. There he proved to be a very talented student, but wanting to dedicate his life to the Lord's service, he left after only 3 years. He knew that if he had a long college education, his parents would encourage him to get married and raise a family, something in which he had no interest. In the year 1898, his father, Bhaktivinod Thakur, sent him to take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. His spiritual master and father remained the foremost sources of inspiration throughout his life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had but one mission in life, the same as his father Bhaktivinod Thakur and all other acharyas in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu: to spread love of God throughout the world. For this purpose, Bhaktisiddhanta took a great vow in 1905 when he was 31 years old. Like Haridas Thakur, he vowed to chant 3 lakhs or 3 lakh names of God each day. For 9 years, he followed this vow, reciting 10 million names in all. Once, Bhaktivinod Thakur had been invited to a conference by some Smarta Brahmins. The Smarta Brahmins claimed that only those born in Brahmin families were allowed to worship the deity and accept disciples. According to the revealed scriptures, this teaching is incorrect, but most people, out of fear and respect for Brahmins, blindly followed. Bhaktivinod Thakur had been eagerly looking forward to attending this conference and putting an end to this cheating. Despite his enthusiasm, he fell sick and was unable to go, sending instead his son Bhaktisiddhanta. At the conference were gathered the most respected Smarta Brahmins and Mayavadis from throughout India. When the scholarly Bhaktisiddhanta started talking, he quoted many scriptures to disapprove their teachings. The scholar became disturbed and tried to defeat him, but every time he would quote further verses and defeat them yet again. In this way, the meeting went on for 3 days. On the 3rd day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made his final speech. He spoke strongly and clearly for 2 hours, and when he finished, nobody could say a word. The cheaters were forced to accept defeat, and the Vaishnav teachings emerged victorious. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was acclaimed by many as a powerful acharya, and the crowd surged forward to take his blessings. In the year 1914, Bhaktisiddhan's father and spiritual guide, Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, passed away. And a year later, his spiritual master, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, passed away. Bhaktisiddhan Saraswati acutely felt their absence. He did not know how it would be possible for him to continue preaching without his two main sources of inspiration. One night, he had a dream. He saw the beautiful dancing forms of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, and with them the acharyas, including Gaur Kishore and Bhakti Vinod. They instructed him to glorify the Lord, his holy name and his pastimes, and preach about pure devotion. "We will always be with you," they promised. In the year 1918, Bhaktisiddhanta accepted the sannyas order of life. He proved in many ways to be an unusual and revolutionary sannyasi. At that time, it was custom for members of the renounced order to live in solitary places to avoid mixing with materialistic people. Following in the footsteps of Roop and Raghunath, two of Lord Chaitanya's most intimate devotees, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had a different practice. Instead of avoiding contact with the world, he used material things in the service of the Lord, particularly for preaching. With his one-pointed intelligence, he preached against the Sahajiyas, Smarta Brahmins and other pretenders who cared primarily for personal gain. He established the pure teachings of Lord Chaitanya as had been revived by his father. The effect was wonderful. Everywhere he went, pretenders would flee, afraid of being defeated. He was roaring the message of Godhead like a fearless lion, and therefore he was called Shinghal, that is Lion Guru. The devotees became joyful and the demoniac upset, so upset that they wanted him dead. One such group of cheaters offered a considerable bribe to the local police officer to let him kill Bhaktisiddhanta without being arrested. The police officer, an intelligent man, warned Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who immediately left. Like the pure devotee Prahlad Maharaj, he always protected by the Lord, and the demoniac were unable to harm him. Even though called Shinga Guru, he humbly considered himself the lowest of all men. He had thousands of followers, but he never considered himself as a leader. He referred to his disciples as Prabhu, that is Master. When somebody came to see him, he would greet them, "Dasosmi, I am your servant." In this way, he practiced the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and always acted as an acharya, an ideal example for others to follow. In 1920, to fulfill his preaching mission, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati established the Gaudiya Math. He wanted an organized society of devotees for the purpose of spreading bhakti, that is loving devotion to God. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati initiated thousands of disciples and established 64 temples throughout India. He installed many deities, teaching his disciples how to worship them. He produced and printed books and ordered his disciples to distribute them door to door. He constantly traveled around India, from village to village, and wherever he went, he would talk about Krishna. He preached to intellectuals, the politicians, and a big preaching programs to the people in general. Whoever was fortunate enough to hear this great devotee was always deeply impressed by his brilliant intellect. By 1935, Bhaktisiddhanta fell ill and the doctor advised him to stop preaching. Bhaktisiddhanta replied, "It is better to preach while being ill than to have a healthy body and not preach. If I can die preaching, I will consider my life to be a success." In spite of the doctor's warning, he continued his traveling. He kept preaching right until his departure from this mortal world on the 1st of January 1937. Flowers from his body are entombed at Radha Kund and his samadhi is at the Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur. He eternally serves Radha and Krishna as Nayan Mani Manjari. Out of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's thousands of followers and disciples, one of them was particularly outstanding. In 1922, in Calcutta, this young man, Abhay Charan Dey, attended a preaching program with his friend. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati found him very intelligent and so told him to take the preaching mission to the English-speaking world. Taking these instructions to heart, Abhay Charan Dey became world-famous as Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He always used to say, "My success is due only to the mercy of my spiritual master." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.